hours of music broadcast live. We will have multiple modalities of massage, acupuncture, shiatsu, and more. That's Saturday, August 16th from 12 to 8 p.m. A Touch of Portland, an exploration in healing. For more information, go to kbu.fm under events.
KBOO wants you. Yes, you. Are you excited about the new possibilities for local independent media? Are you ready to help KBOO reach out and grow stronger in the community? We're looking for candidates for KBOO's board of directors, and we've extended our search through July 31st. So if you'd like to share your skills with the people who share your values, download a copy of our board candidate package at kboo.fm. Or you can pick up a copy at the station during business hours. We're located at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. Applications must be received by 5 p.m. July 31st, so don't delay. And we look forward to seeing more of you at KBOO.
Cascadian. Today is Wednesday, July 30th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guest is Steve Horman, is back with us to talk about coal and the Bureau of Land Management and our redoubtable President Obama, and the strangely intimate relationship these three entities appear to have developed over the course of the last few years, much in the same way that politicians seeking election or re-election in the upcoming round are keeping their eyes on money flowing from AIPAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee, and other sources, thus keeping a rather low profile when it comes to describing that particular arc of influence, and at the same time keeping their pockets open and their minds closed to the slaughter that is taking place in Gaza. It is indeed far beyond apartheid, the situation. Gaza was before it was a concentration camp, and it now has become a killing field, where Israel feels that it has absolutely free license to kill as many families, civilians, children, doctors, teachers, anyone. In some ways, if they had decided to just kill, bomb hospitals and kill medical staff, that would be preferable to the fact that the killing is now indiscriminate. And it appears not to have, there's no end in sight. Mazen Hamsia said yesterday in an interview, which I will post on the KBOO website, it's a bit long for the show, but he call it what it is. It's genocide, it's ethnic cleansing. And the world turns a blind eye, at least from the point of view of the United States. Other countries, the opinion is swayed vastly against this, what is happening. And the accusations being slung about that to report fairly and clearly on what is happening in Gaza makes one anti-Semitic. Not at all. Indeed, any group of people who were assaulting another group of people, an essentially defenseless group of people, in the way that Israel is attacking the Palestinians. Any other situation in an asymmetrical war of this type, it would be the same thing. Well, we do have Steve Horn. We have issues here at home that need to be addressed and that need to be faced square on. And as always, I will be honest with you and tell you that, yes, I absolutely am biased. I am. I'm very much pro-Palestinian. I am very much pro environment. I don't like coal. I don't want bomb trains full of highly volatile Bakken oil rumbling through neighborhoods in the of Cascadia. Absolutely, I don't want terminals on the coast and on our rivers. But that said, we will be speaking very shortly with our guest Steve Horn. A very few quick headlines here. The non-GMO project has certified more than 20,000 products since it launched in 2007. It's one of the fastest growing sectors of the natural food industry, representing $6 billion in annual sales. And just because they're testing the water doesn't mean most mainstream companies are ready to start publicizing their changes. We should probably be speaking, and we will tomorrow, with Nathan Hendricks. He's an agricultural economist at Kansas State. He says big food producers are trying to gauge what direction consumers are headed in. Ultimately, he says that these big companies aren't just friends with Monsanto or something. They want to make a profit, and they want to be able to do what's going to make them money. So they better have a product line in the works if consumer sentiment starts to shift more heavily towards GMO-free food, and looks like it might be doing so. The government is underestimating the threat of a chemical attack on America's densely populated cities and has failed to inspect virtually all of the chemical facilities it considers particularly vulnerable to terrorists. So that's what congressional investigators have to say. And it's the result of a year-long investigation by, wait for it, Republican staff on the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Hey, let's stop right there and think about that sentence. Homeland Security. We have forgotten what an ominous and terrible terminology that we use these days to describe our world. We should never have an entity, Department of Homeland Security. People accept it now as a fact of life. Think about those words. Think about some of the implications. Think about what that agency does. Think about how it has damaged people's lives and how we have come to accept it, because we have come to accept the USA Patriot Act as part of our lives. This should not be going on. And it is responsible for many, many of the evils of our current society could be traced directly back to the initiation of the Act itself. It should not be happening. We have other things that are, again, should not be happening. And as responsible citizens, of course, it's our duty to take a long, hard look at it and take a stand. And indeed, we have other headlines, but more importantly, we have Steve Horn on. There was a report out recently from Greenpeace, the Obama administration, exploiting climate change by exploiting coal. There's a great deal more. This is all coming. This is all up on the DeSmog blog. We put a note out the other day. It's very easy to access this report. It's a little harder to make one's way through it. That's why we want to speak with Steve today. Good morning, Steve, and thank you so very much for being back with us again today on Air Cascadia.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, the DeSmog blog has this out. It's all there for people to read. The numbers, though, are pretty staggering. They're what the Obama administration has, in fact, been up to. And what we ought to think about here and bear in mind is that many of the conflicts around the world are due to pressures on populations where the need for cheap power, cheap energy, and the need to care for people who are sickened by that same thing. These things, when they come into conflict in small countries where there's a great deal of poverty and not much education, this is, again, this is a volatile situation. And we're beginning to see the some of the results of coal's footprint across the world. It seems there are a great many, other than just being extremely bad to breathe, the corruption because of the money, there are so many other implications. But this report, let's take a look at it. What does this actually mean? I mean, from all of these numbers, what are we to come away with?
Yeah. Well, I think that the report, which is, it's titled Leasing Coal, Fueling Climate Change, it's a different way of looking at what's happening with the coal regulations in the United States that the Obama administration has put forward through the Environmental Protection Agency through the Carbon Rule, and which the precursor of that was the Climate Action Plan. And what this report says, and what other investigative reports have shown before this report came out, is that if you don't talk about the coal leasing and all this coal production that's still happening in the United States, particularly in the northwest United States in the Powder River Basin, but also in Appalachia, also in Illinois, also in some parts of the southwest United States, including Utah, Colorado. If you don't talk about that, then everything seems okay. We're going to regulate power plants that are fired by coal. But if you do talk about the production, the narrative changes, because what's happening in the United States is that the United States has become an export colony for coal. And so in the Northwest, I'm talking to you, you're in Oregon right now, and that's a key corridor for exports. So is Washington. And so is the Gulf, but that's different coal that's coming from Appalachia, and that's the coal coming from Illinois. But the big source of coal from these coal leases is the Powder River Basin, and this report says that it is a huge source of carbon emissions that just aren't being talked about, that are still being put into coal-fired power plants. They're just being put in coal-fired power plants in other countries, and so while that's happening here, I think the other thing we talk about a lot on this show all the time is that I mostly talk about fracking, not coal. And that's important because you can't really talk about one without talking about the other, although that's what's been done by the Obama administration. The Obama administration is a huge fan of fracking and a huge fan of gas-fired power plants. So there's a recent story that right after my piece came out that covered this report and much more. After that came out, then the Associated Press put out another story that talked about Oregon in particular, and there's a good example. If you look at the Boardman coal fired power plant, that one, which is in northern Oregon, if you look at that, that has been basically shuttered for a while until it's going to soon be fueled, most likely by a combination of natural gas and maybe some biomass, which is also problematic for a whole other reasons that we can talk about a different time. But if you look at just the gas, that's going to replace the coal, but that doesn't mean that coal is going to stop moving through Oregon. It's just going to go up the road, so to speak, on trains owned by the same owner that owns the bomb trains, primarily BNSF, Warren Buffett's trains. And that coal will be exported, and that's owned by Amber Energy. And so this report by AP really talks about it's kind of interesting. It's not the progressive media, it's not the independent media, it's just the mainstream media. But the way they frame it is probably the most honest that I've seen so far, because it's at least not partisan and not trying to make the president look like an angel. The report basically says that the Obama administration is still overseeing massive impacts on climate change because they've just chosen to export coal and use rhetorical grandstanding to act like it's being responsible on climate change, but that's not happening.
Well, what they've done is they've discovered that it's perfectly legal, and then the best possible avenue to adopt is simply come out with press release and make statements. Yes, we're doing a terrific terrific job of preventing climate change and reining in coal emissions, and then continue to do exactly what they've always done. And this all, of course, comes back to the Bureau of Land Management, the real culprit behind all of this. We have just a few seconds left in the last 15, 20 seconds. Can you tie this all together and back to the Bureau of Land Management?
The BLM, that's what I want to talk about really quickly. The BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, is the key leaser of all this land that's being basically where all the coal is being produced and then moved by rail car mostly to export terminals, although not only to export terminals. And so no one's really looked into what's the political influence peddling going on at the BLM. No one really even pays attention to the BLM, so that's a whole nother investigation waiting to happen. But the BLM is extremely influential in opening up literally billions of tons of coal for production to be exported to the global market. And so that's really what the Greenpeace report covers in great
detail. One more time before we let you go, just let listeners know how they can get a hold of that, the DSMOG blog, of course. And
sure. Yeah, well, my article on the report is called The Greenpeace Report, Obama Administration Exporting Climate Change by Exporting Coal. And there's lots of stuff in that article, so I recommend reading it.
Steve Horn, thank you so much. I guess, of course, Steve Horn's the Smog Blog. And find the article, read up on it. And as we always say, get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, July 30th, 2014. Tammy Dean engineered the show today. Thanks so much for that, Tammy. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre.
Points. Israel conducts another massive bombing of the Gaza Strip and blows up the main power.